Rejoice, dear listener, for your endless march through the internet has finally produced something to add meaning to your empty, meandering existence. Your friends at Idiots Discuss the Universe are digging up musical gems of the past and deciding if they have any shine left or not. Welcome to Old Gold.
I said I don't know what I was thinking that night, whatever. I agree with you instead.
I don't even remember what I said. I am so sorry, dude.
No, I didn't.
He makes me do that stupid podcast.
Yeah, he makes me do it. I don't know. I fill the air with noise.
He so threw me on the fire there, I'm sure.
I didn't.
Yeah, he's dumb, dude. I don't know. He's just old.
He's fucking old and dumb, dude. He's fucking old and dumb. No, I was like, I don't know. I don't know about that song, you know.
Oh.
No, we talked about it, and I was like, I gave it its credit, because I remember giving it its credit as far as, like, I was pleasantly surprised at the change in direction and whatnot. Yeah. Anyway, but, you know.
But he's just a Pollyanna. He just
yeah, he just loves penises, you know. He just loves penises.
I mean, I throw you on the fire all the time.
Oh,
you know,
good.
Why do you cover all of that music and people that are going out to me? I'm like, well, you know, Spencer, he's kind of guitarded. He doesn't really
he doesn't really know how to do anything.
I mean,
else.
He only really knows guitar, you know, and then he's really focused on just one little area of that, you know, and so we kind of got to focus on that.
That's
or
true.
He gets really angry.
No, I don't. You're a fucking. You are a two-bit yellow belly.
Just throw you. There you go.
That's fine. That's fine. You do what you got to do.
It's all hit the bad stuff.
Do what
Spencer. The good
stuff. Craig.
Me.
It's true. And welcome.
And that's what you get to do when you're by yourself.
Yeah.
That's what the beautiful thing about a partnership. And then we're together, we're just both
we're
like, oh, you do it great.
And then anything
all the things that I act like
you're
I hate,
awesome. Yeah.
It's great.
Well,
you know?
It's good. And, you know, it's okay because it's like, you know, if you work together and then you use each other as human shields when you're not around, like, you're like, he's
yes.
the one who's,
no, it's
you know,
the path
it's
to success.
Because I don't really care.
You know, and people will listen to this episode and then later on when we're in charge of our own entertainment empire,
right.
like Rush Limbaugh's or whatever it is,
uh-huh.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, they knew what they were doing the whole time.
Right.
They were never as truly backbiting as they pretended
right.
to
yeah.
be all the way up on the rise.
Exactly.
It was all just a scripted
plan. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I'll be like, God, yeah, he's making me do another Johnny Cash fucking.
That was the first time you'd heard guitarded.
Guitarded? No, it's just been a long time, I was going to say. It's been a long time. And, you know, even though... I know that you're joking and it's a joke. It still made me mad, you know? And so, and that's my ginger rage to deal with.
Who called you guitarded?
I don't know. But just the idea, it was more like when you were like, and you're going to focus in on one. I was like, oh, that got, I'm like, that's real. At least to it. You know, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's true to an extent, but I'm trying to, you know, broaden my horizons.
Dude, it's not true.
Well, actually, it's not because
like
I
if somebody were to give me shit about doing so much death metal, I will throw you on the fire saying it is all Spencer's fault.
Right.
That we do that much.
Yeah.
Because it is all your fault
it
that
is.
We do that much.
Yeah.
If it were just my podcast, there would maybe be like one or two mentions.
We'd do the Scorpions, you know.
Death metal. Like really hard metal.
Of death metal.
There would
yeah.
be very little mention of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just know there wouldn't. They'd be all like talking about Willie Nelson's fucking, you know, grandma.
That's what makes it
awesome. Banjo music or whatever.
When people ask me, like, what was that sleepy old dusty song that you guys played the other day?
You'd be like, oh, God, who knows?
I don't even know. Yeah.
You have to fucking go ask Grandpa Mountain. Grandpa Mountain. Because he's sleeping probably.
And he'll probably get mad at you. No, I've showed people... stuff that you showed me, in all honesty,
and I've shown people stuff that you've shown me.
Yeah,
so
it's all good.
No, we use it good.
It's good.
No, it's
good.
Like the Force.
It's the Force.
It's got two sides, and you can use both of them.
That's right. And
I
what
think
are
that's
we using
what I've
for?
That's what I've learned from Star Wars.
Yeah,
is it?
That's good.
There's
that's
two sides of the Force, and you can use both.
Both
to do whatever you want.
Oh, makes it a lot simpler.
Speaking of doing whatever you want, tonight we are doing our podcast, and we call it Discuss the Universe. My name's Craig. That's Spencer over there.
What's good?
Taking a huge hit of marijuana.
Yeah.
And we gather ye today in a holy blessed union of old gold. And this is where the congregation goes back before the year of our Lord 2000 to pick out some holy gospel to listen to and then sing its praises or either cast it into the darkness.
What'll it be?
What'll it be?
You never know.
It's going to be something that's going to test Spencer's schmaltziness. I don't know if it's schmaltzy or not. You know, it's one of those things. It's one of those things. I think it's a song that you're probably going to know.
Is this, can I just ask you, is this a schmaltzy face?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I'm just making sure I know what schmaltz means. I'm like,
No.
Schmaltzy.
That is schmaltzy too, but it's kind of like this put on of extra emotion or
okay
effect, you know, maybe.
I see.
And this song might be that. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's a great song. I mean, it is a great song. It sold a lot of tunes. Sold a lot of copies. He was considered like a national treasure. The guy that wrote it, and I think it's going to be one that you're familiar with.
Okay,
and it's kind of an emotional one. You know, it's kind of an interesting one.
Okay,
as far as the topic matter goes.
All right.
But do you know Harry Chapin?
Yeah, kind of. No.
Yeah.
yeah, sort of. No, not at all. Yeah. I do. I've heard that name, and I know I've heard some of his music.
Yeah, well, he was a huge songwriter, singer in the 70s, for sure. You know, he wrote his first big song to start out with was Taxi, that song about the guy that is like, he was going to be a singer, but then he stops being a singer to drive a cab, and then there's a girl that he was in love with that didn't stay with him because... even though she loved him, she didn't stay with him. She went and married a banker or something or whatever, and he picks her up in the cab, and he realizes that it's her, and it's about the drive that they take, and then he drops her off, and it's really, like, fucking bittersweet.
Wow.
It's super long.
Very specific.
And we're not going to listen to that one.
Wow.
But that's the one that kind of put him on. He's like this storyteller sort of guy.
Okay.
But I think you might still know the song.
All right.
And the song is Cats in the Cradle. 1974, Cats in the Cradle.
Cats in the Cradle in the Silver Spoon.
There you go.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Dude. Oh, I know this
song.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is funny because it was like this, for whatever reason, this song was like a meme before memes for me and my friend group.
Interesting.
You know, Aaron
yeah.
would sing this a lot when like one of us was like mad at our dads or something. It's like cats in the cradle in the seal. When are you gonna good time then? Because Patty would have like a lot of fucking problems with his dad and stuff, which it was sad. Like they were moving away and stuff, and we would just fucking.
Oh, I never foresaw this. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, not cool, but like really interesting because it is. I never really thought of it as being used in that way.
Yeah.
But that's super like, see that
yeah.
as like really like some cruel homeboy humor there.
Yeah, it's pretty mean, man.
Wow.
I don't know. But I mean, everyone thought it was funny. It was like,
Right. So you've listened to the song and the words and everything.
Yeah.
And you know it pretty well.
I know it pretty well, but at the same time, I don't know. If I've heard the entire song, like front to back.
Really?
Yeah, because it's more like just that first main part. Or
The chorus.
The chorus, yeah, is the main part that I know. So I'm fuzzy on everything else.
Yeah, so let's listen to the song and then try to like just try to remove yourself from Stern, like singing it to Patty. Because I can see that is probably deeply and irrevocably like poisoned the waters of this old gold.
But it also
might add some like unforeseen spice to this one.
I'm trying to shake
but,
that off.
But try to take this song on its own terms.
Okay.
You know, really try. Okay. Really try.
Okay.
Okay. Very, 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 very pure.
Okay. Harry G.
Calm blue ocean.
Calm blue ocean.
Calm blue ocean.
Calm blue, the waves crashing.
No crashing waves.
No
it's just
crashing.
It's just flat.
They're just flat.
It's
in
flat.
The middle of the ocean.
Calm blue ocean.
Just blue. Just blue and flat.
Blue sky, blue Cats ocean. Okay. Just barely even a line.
Oh, look, he looks kind of like Aaron. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't really.
What's the ocean looking like, Spenny? Just very.
It's blue and calm right now, but okay. It's flat.
Let's roll it.
Oh, there's a seagull.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. You're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then.
Well, it's tough to say, I guess. It's tough to say what's what. When I hear that song, because, yeah, it's in so deep. I can't help when he talks about it. Anytime he says dad, I'm like, I don't know. I'm sorry. And it's just, and it's not, I don't know why. Like, that's terrible. Yeah. Like, 'cause it's serious. But there is a goofiness. Listening to it again, I'm like, and this is probably what makes the song popular too, is there's, to me, a difference between how the music sounds, right? The melodies themselves. The down, 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 down. You know, it sounds kind of like triumphant when you just think of the melody by itself.
Sure.
You know, gonna have a good time, Dad. And then, but the all the subject matter is like very strange and sort of sad, and but then also goofy mixed in with like little boy blue and the cat's in the cradle, and I don't know what any of that means, you know.
Well, I mean, I think that what you're hearing in it is it's got like this sort of like it's almost like a royal pageantry sort of heraldry sort of thing to it, you know.
Yeah.
And I think he uses that in a way to like signify like the passing of the generations, you know, where like it's almost in the form of like one of these like ballads that would talk about a king and then the prince and all this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And he's taken it and he's moved it into the modern world, and he's talking about how like this one dysfunctional setup that is really like doing everything as in the way that you would want. You know, it sounds like a pretty enviable life. You know, there's lots of planes. It's not like a life of like, of want as far as like physical. You know, he goes to college, like he can borrow the car keys. Like it's not, they're not like a, they're not poor people. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have a lot of the comforts that we look for in modern society. But at the same time, like, that thing that matters is the elusive thing.
Right.
You know, the time that, like, you know, the time with your son and then the time with your father when he's older,
right,
is like the reason that it's all going on.
Right.
And you're
totally
missing out on it, you know. And the Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon and Little Boy Blue and the Man on the Moon, mm-hmm, is a nursery rhyme, you know, and it's almost like tying in the dream of, like, we're going to someday spend everything together. That's never going to happen, you know, because we're so busy, like, making our lives comfortable that we don't get a life.
Right.
You know, and at the same time, also, it's like, that's the nursery rhyme, is that we have to, like, you know, have the job and the kids and, you know, do all the things and the new and everything, you know, and we're missing out again on, like, the reality of the situation.
Right. What's there?
It's a super deep, complex, beautifully balanced song. The first two verses, you know, are the young man talking to his father. And the second two verses are, like, where things are reversed, you know, where the polarities have changed between those two characters, you know, and yet that, and he does put in the dad and the son thing, you know what I'm saying? And it does, it kind of borders on the side of, like, a beer hall, like, kitschy.
Yeah. I can think of, like, Boston when I think of this song.
Yeah. You know, it's I don't know. I mean, it's always been, like, not in, like, my core of, like, just great folk rock songs. You know, it's not like that Gordon Lightfoot record, the Edmund Fitzgerald, you know, in the sense that, like, it's not, it doesn't achieve that proper epicness because it has that certain weirdness to it. You know what I'm saying? Where it is kind of appealing to your grandma. You know, it's aimed to, like, really make, like, it's got a very deep sentiment, but at the same time, that deep sentiment is also, like, a greeting card sentiment. And that's difficult because, like, those are the most important things in life, you know, and that's, like, kind of, like, the thing that, like, the self-help industry constantly tries to do is to re-explain green card sentiment in ways that sound new and interesting, so people will again pay attention to, like, the one or two, like, core things that make life better.
Right.
You know, be thankful and be nice.
Yeah. Live in the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Appreciate others.
Yeah.
You know. But you got to keep selling it to fucking dumbasses because it doesn't sound very exciting when you even say, like, be nice to others for 2,000 years.
Yeah, appreciate them.
Right.
Do it.
And I think that this sounded really exciting because I remember hearing this when I was a kid in the 80s. And, like, when I was a kid, like, this is one of my favorites. I didn't know who did it or anything. It was just one of those songs that would come on the radio.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, yeah. Because you could sing along with, like, after the first verse of it, you know, and then every time it was like, oh, that's the story, and then it'd be da-da-da-da, you know. And then...
I really like the verses.
I really like the fact that Aaron Stern sang this to Patty.
Well, oh, it wouldn't be just to Patty. It would be to, like,
just
all...
Just whoever's complaining about their dad. Whoever's complaining to their dad.
Yeah. But Aaron fucking had issues with his dad.
Oh, that's
too,
why he knew the song. Because he had an emotional...
He was like, ah!
Yeah, no, he had like a moment to this song. And then he was like, oh, God, no, I can't.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I'm
He's gonna... like, oh, I'll use it as a weapon now.
Yeah. No, that's
I mean,
exactly
that's what I did, too. I did all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, that's just what clever people do in high school.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
And
one step ahead.
And most people he probably mocked with this song didn't really even know what he was talking about, you know, and they never really bothered to look it up because they knew they were being mocked and, like, why would you go look up the thing that they're doing, you know, when obviously no one else gets it. So like, oh, he meant this, you know, that dick at the party, like, he meant this about me.
This is what he was really getting at.
Let's go to the record store and look up Mary Chapin.
Yeah,
you know,
he's actually pretty good.
Like, seriously, he wrote that Taxi song.
Yeah.
That didn't happen, you know, so they just thought he was a dick, and they're like, that's a weird song, and then...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And then maybe later when they were walking through Kmart one time, they heard this song and they're like, oh, it's that song that dude used to sing it thing to me at a party going out and fight with my dad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So that would be that's a totally interesting like sub world that like this song takes on. Exactly. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. Because it is, you know, back then it's considered like, well, I don't even know, like, you know, an older song. It's one of those oldies. It's, but yeah, it had a classic appeal, I guess. Like everyone had kind of already heard it. That's
I thought
thing.
Maybe you had heard of it because of the Ugly Kid Joe cover that came out in like the 90s.
Oh, no. No, God. I don't think that I want to know.
I've never heard that. I've never heard that. I don't want to hear that.
No, I think I'm okay.
No, I only learned of that tonight, of that being in existence.
Should
and
we
I don't,
put ourselves
no,
through it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
They're not just bad. They're Australian and bad.
Which is pretty fucking... I mean, it's an extra level of bad because they're the rejects from the UK. And so, and the UK is already bad, 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 like, you know, inbred, you know, and, and teeth, you know, the teeth and the inbreeding all up there, except for the Irish. They're clean.
Because
that's where I'm from. So.
Wow. This is some,
I mean, I'm not from there, but you know,
What are you saying, Spenner?
I don't know. He's
from West Lynn, and he just thinks he's better than everyone else, but he's not real sure why. He has a hard time explaining why he's pretty sure he's better than you. But
it's because I'm a pimp. It's because I'm learning the real
It comes out rough.
I'm learning the real shit.
What you really
I'm
need
pimp.
To take home is that he thinks he's better than you.
It's true. It's true. If you're from Australia or the UK,
yeah, any
for
of
Ireland.
The English speaking world,
yeah.
Other than what do we count Ireland as
no.
English speaking?
Well, they are,
barely.
But they're exempt.
Just
they're
barely,
exempt
but just barely.
They're beautiful people. Ah, oh, yes, a farthing for the corn and the herd. Yeah, those are my people. What's up, my fellow gingers?
Yeah.
Gingers.
They were so loved when they first arrived in this country that they would put signs up outside telling them not to come inside.
Yeah, you know, we all have to face our discrimination. We had to fight for our place here, you know, just like everyone else.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or just, you know, scurry into the fucking wilderness.
See, we had to fight this kind of people saying that we're rats and
our way to freedom.
That we're like hairless rodents and that we belong in the barn,
just
you know.
Just breed our way to majority.
Yeah, that's what we did. That's what we did. Unfortunately, if we have a problem with the sauce, and that leads to, you know, all sorts of...
We're not used to like, all of the kids living. We're used to, like, you know, nine of them, of losing a couple and then having a bunch of them die.
Yeah. Or so a lot of them go crazy.
Maybe selling one or two of them off in exchange for a
keg
of
whiskey. I mean, if you have a bunch of them, if you have a lot, you know, and it's to a good place.
Yeah,
so.
You know, like that traveling carnival seemed fine.
Yeah,
yeah,
no, definitely.
They had a lot of openings.
Well, hey, you know what? The Irish are whatever you were saying with that one time about the aliens and the red hair and like
yeah
the,
oh yeah
you
oh,
know
no, they are
all that stuff
they are
so,
they are definitely
so you better watch out because when the aliens do come
yeah
what if they're just really tall Irish people what if it's like a bunch of like carrot top type people and
what
they
if,
take all
what
the gingies
what if the Irish are here what if the aliens are here
and they're
Irish
yeah. That would make so much... Dude, what if it was that simple? It's like, it's the people with the fucking red hair who are really pale and look like aliens.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, no. Right. Well, there's an argument. There's a lot of people out there that would kind of like, you know, say that.
Oh, it explains all of my powers of awesomeness.
Uh-huh.
It really does. And how I think I'm better than everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. But unfortunately, like, delusions of grandeur also explain a lot of that, too, as far as, like, a medical condition. Mm.
Yes. Delusions of grandeur. That's going to be a sick song title. God, I'm so sick. I'm so awesome.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. That'd be cool. That's just, I need to balance it out because it's either I'm like a mud-faring rodent. Drink pig man drinking underground pig man you know, or I'm like a cool
celestial,
alien.
Celestial, just a sub-god-like celestial being.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you do need to, like, calm it down. Yeah.
Right, I should bring them both probably towards the middle, right?
Yeah.
Probably just looks like, just like a kind of a...
Just maybe just like kind of like a gray skin thing that lives like kind of under the ground.
I still don't think that that's
And occasionally when the sun's when the sun's down and the moon is dark, they will peek out of their hole.
That's terrifying, dude.
Climb up a tree and maybe like suck a few eggs dry from a bird's nest and then back to their hole.
Oh, that.
Maybe it's like right about there in the middle between
that's
those
not the
two.
Middle. That's the fucking middle
between those two.
I don't think. I'm just saying you
right
moved
there,
it. You moved like, just shy of the far side over here is what you did. That's just a few notches short of
almost to the
mud.
Surface. They live almost on the surface, just barely under a little. Maybe they steal a burrow from a possum or something, or like a a jackrabbit's burrow. They eat the rabbit and they just hide out in that, and then they do aspire. They climb the trees occasionally looking
for nourishment. You're thinking
so
of our ancestors
right there.
You're thinking of the Japanese,
and they bring They bring it back to their brood, all their blind white skin brood.
No,
getting ready.
No, that's not what it's like. All right, that's not what it's like at all. We are.
Oh, we hope the mothership returns someday.
Yeah.
Why did they drop our ancestors off here? We wonder. We wonder, my blind children.
They will pick us up. They will. They will return. It's true. And we'll be the ones who are laughing. All right. You know, they mocked us. They mocked us.
They mock us still.
They still mock us. And they call us fire crotch. But we will light their crotches on fire, and that will be our revenge. That's true. It's true. Just you guys wait. The mothership's going to come back.
Just wait.
And you just mock me to my face. Your crotch is getting fucking lit up on on fire. It's getting lit the fuck up first, okay? I'll be like, oh, I know exactly
who to start with.
Yeah, I know exactly who to start with. He was the leader of the anti-ginger movement, and he said that we're animals and that we're gray and that we're like raccoons.
And don't forget
possums.
That you have blind offspring.
That's not true. It's not true. We would send the alien overlords after you and we'd fucking laser off your balls. That's what they're gonna do.
We should to end the episode, we should call your dad and I want you to ask him. One of your friends just said that red haired people have blind offspring and you wanna know if you were blind when you were a baby to start out with.
I mean, aren't all babies blind to start out with?
I don't think so.
Oh, because they always told me I couldn't see until I was 5 years old. Yeah, they always, I mean, yeah, I remember they put these big eye patches on me because they said that my eyes were still, they're still forming.
Yeah, it was just like the larger.
So you didn't have that?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't have that.
You didn't have
Or the muzzle that I've seen in some of those younger.
That I thought was just the feeding the feeding trough. They put there.
Put maraschino cherries in the muzzle.
Yeah, it's so good. You didn't have the muzzle. You didn't have the muzzle either.
Oh, God. No, I didn't have the muzzle either. No, that's. I guess we don't need to call your dad then. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
So you remember all that, do you?
Yeah. No, I remember just being a little hellion, but yeah. I might as well have been all of those things for sure.
Yeah, no, I had some red-haired not stepsisters, but sisters. I had a red one. Yeah, I know about the red hair.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. Oh, baby.
Still dealing with it.
Ah, dang. It's a heavy load.
Yeah.
You're all around every day, and you don't know where it's going, but you just kind of
right,
keep
you don't
hauling.
Know where it's going. I know.
And I can't imagine. I can't imagine being one of them. Because, I mean, it's exhausting as it is to be around them. like to be one of them. Like, I just can't even imagine.
It's pretty exhausting.
It's just such a busy day.
It's like, dude, like, you're fucking
like, just to like
everything's like
get clothes on and to do things. It's really just tough, like almost to the point of just absolute overwhelmingness. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
But then there's those peaks. There's those rays of mania, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, this is awesome. I'm better than everyone, you know.
Right. This is why they have survived.
Right, right.
You know, because it doesn't always hit at once. And there's always like one of them kind of like, oh, right. You know, I can do something.
Right.
I'm out of stasis and I'm ready, you know.
Yes, I must gain weight for 4 years and then and then just sort of gestate in a ball of fat, and then I'll be ready to.
Yeah, and then you just totally like. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you just saw after college. Like, I mean, she would dip pizza in ranch dressing. She was crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys were talking.
It was
about
crazy
that.
Sodas. Like, I mean, 80 ounces of soda a day. It was crazy. She was like so heavy.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, like a fat person.
Wow.
And
can't even picture. I can't. Even
then she went as thin as like any, you know, any person that you would ever know. And now she's pretty normal right now. You know, I think somewhere in the normal area.
Yeah. Good.
So crazy. I don't know. It's just crazy. And you're kind of the same. You go all over the place too. You'll just decide to stop. When summer comes, you'll just decide to stop eating for a while, probably.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because you'll drink more, and then you'll feel guilty, and you'll stop eating.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then you'll just get that alcoholic weight lost. Yeah,
I don't drink enough to do the alcoholic weight loss thing. I don't know. We'll see.
No, I guess not. But you do stop eating as much when you drink more.
I do?
I think you do. Yeah. Or at least you try to. You talk more like you will.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so.
You go on more diets. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like.
Huh.
Like, when you're drinking more and going out more, you would also be like, oh, God, I got to stop, like, eating.
Oh,
You talked more about it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But that was more probably, like, going out and stuff also.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't think? I don't know.
Hmm. You talked more about food.
Wait, so am I a fat person right now?
No, you're not a fat person right now.
Okay. I mean, I can't.
Why would you think that?
Well, because you're, like, you're, you know, kind of the same as, like, my sister, you know. You're just very pretty big a fat person. You know?
You fluctuate.
I do,
is what it is.
I do.
Yeah, you fluctuate. Yeah.
I'll swell up and then just.
Well, and your eating habits totally change, too.
Yeah.
By whatever you're doing in your life. You will go from, like, eating nothing except, like, occasionally, like, drinking some booze or, like, eating, like, a cookie or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Whatever people give you to, like, eating, like, 6 meals a day.
Yeah.
Of just, like, ice cream.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're easily adjusted to either of those systems.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and you're pretty, like, kind of easygoing and you don't really prefer one of them to the other.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's just whatever's around.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just whatever's around.
Yeah.
And then, therefore you fluctuate.
Yeah.
Because your lifestyle changes.
Right.
Yeah.
My lifestyle.
And I think that you've kind of, like, you've not, like, changed or lost weight in, like, since COVID started, pretty much.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, if you thought you were fat when COVID started, then you're fat now, but, like, you're not, you know, I didn't think you were fat then.
No, I mean, I did kind of.
Well, you always think you're fat, but.
But, like, a little bit, you know, like, more, you know, it's just I've gained weight. I'm just like.
Not over COVID, you haven't. Have you?
No, maybe a little.
You don't seem like it at all.
I don't know. No, I guess it's not. It's maintained, but it's just like there's been an up and then a plateau, you know.
Yeah, I guess there's been that for me with COVID too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just lack of like exercise.
Yeah,
I'm just not like exercising as much.
I went to the gym the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to go back, but like I don't know.
You should go.
Yeah,
dude, it feels good. It really does. I mean, I never want to go, but then after, I'm always like, okay, that was great.
I guess I just have to join, like, your gym because, like, I don't know.
24, you should.
And that's like, the closest one now, like, with the Max. You know, so I would take the Max there and then take the Max.
It's pretty convenient.
Home.
It's, like, right outside your guys.
Yeah.
And I mean,
I really like my old gym, though. I just need to get a car. That's what I need to do. I need to like break down and get a car.
Yeah.
So
that would be
maybe
dope.
Maybe go drive around. Maybe I make you drive me or drive around and go look at cars one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy a Kia.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you could go buy a Kia.
No, Kia is one of the major brands that I'm looking at, actually.
Oh, yeah?
As far as like affordability, and like that's kind of like kind of a sweet spot.
It's pretty sweet,
pretty
man.
Not pretty nice cars for not a huge amount of money. Yeah. So yeah. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Jesus, people don't want to hear about my car shopping
Kia,
options. I really
Rio.
Don't think so. Yeah. Maybe a Rio. Those are okay. That'd be hilarious.
That would be. Would you fit in one?
I don't know. That's one of the things I gotta find out. Yeah. You know, that's why I have to go like
Yeah. Because that, I think those are pretty small, but that would be pretty fun.
I don't know. Every Kia that I've been in has been, like, pretty, like, roomy, even though some of the ones that look pretty small, they're kind of, I don't know, kind of, they're kind of okay. I mean, they're not made for me to fit in, but, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's all a matter of, like, what I fit in the best. You know, I'm not going to find, like, there's no Shaq-mobile out there that is just going to be, like, made for 6'6".
What about a Hummer?
Even then, they're all made for, like, you know, everything's made for, like, for Spenny.
5.75
Right. And some of them you can adjust a whole bunch, but really, like, the ideal middle setting for all of them is for you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm not sorry. Why? Yeah. Don't be sorry.
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
And so none of it really fits. Never will.
I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because I'm huge.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's a trade-off, but it is a trade-off.
It is.
You have to remember it's a trade-off.
Yeah. So always a price to pay. There's no free lunch, folks.
I'll never look smooth getting out of my car in the way that, like, you just look like the action figure getting out of the fucking Batmobile.
My leg goes right where it should be.
Right. And there's something to be said for that. There's something to said for that. You are built to fucking scale.
Right. Tom Cruise, like, you know.
No, too tiny. Too tiny.
He is too tiny, yeah.
No, you're built to scale of real world. You're not built to scale to be on TV, but you're built to scale to, like, function in the real world for, like, people to see you, which is what you want more than to be, like, the image.
Right.
You want to be, like, that perfect. You're just the perfect height.
Woohoo!
Right. Yeah.
Perfect height. Thanks, Craig. Thank you. I appreciate it. I love all the positivity going around because too many times I'm just like, you're just a little manlet and you're just a little impotent little.
There's a lot of bad press about it, you know, but like you are kind of like the standard mean height.
Yeah.
You know, you're not the one that people like the most.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You're not the one that people are going to respect.
Oh, okay.
You know,
well,
you're not the one that, like, you know,
positivity.
But, you know, you are in your own way, like, more so than any other height could say that in that range. You can say that I am that perfect place.
Yeah. I can get into a Kia Rio and feel totally comfortable.
Movie theater seats are made for me.
Doorways
are made for me.
They're just right. I can touch the top, but, you know, never going to hit my head.
Yeah. That's amazing shit.
Yeah.
You don't have to think about that when you go into a place.
Never.
I think about that in every place I go into.
Wow. Good. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. All right.
I'm glad there's at least a price, Craig.
Okay.
I'm glad at least something that works. Good. Hit your
head once in a while. Love this positivity, everybody. Loving it. Just really.
No, you're right. No, you're
really
good.
Having fun.
You're
with
good.
This asshole.
You're good.
All right.
You're good at
God
at being,
damn it. Well,
you're,
I
you're
guess
good
I'm
at
gonna,
being tall. Is
guess
really,
we'll keep trying, and we'll be back soon. I don't know.
No, but nothing's free, folks. Go to our Patreon. You fucking give us money right fucking now, okay? Nothing's goddamn free. I'm trying a different tactic right now. I'm bullying you. I'm going to bully our listeners.
It's kind of come across on the audio. They're like, you're kind of crying almost.
Crying? What?
You're the crying bully. The
I'm
crying
the,
bully wants your
don't
money.
Don't undercut me. Don't undercut
Susan,
my bullying.
Like no, it's a good kind
you're
of bullying. That is actually kind of bullying.
The crying?
It's almost angry. It's an angry but sad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's scary, though. That's more emotional.
That's abuse. It's emotional.
That's emotional abuse.
It's emotional abuse.
That's scary. I don't want to.
No, I liked it. I liked it. Keep going.
Okay, well, you fucking better. You fucking better do it, or I'm going to fucking kill myself, okay? If you don't give me $10.
Too much.
Okay,
too much.
Okay,
too much.
Sorry. Okay, never mind.
Don't threaten to kill yourself.
Okay, I'm going to fucking do something really bad.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Keep it desperate and vague.
Yeah.
Yes, very good.
You don't give us, subscribe to our Patreon right now. I'm going to fucking do something really bad, and I don't know if I'll be able to control myself.
Oh, we got to make some new Patreon promos. That's great. We have to do screamy crying Spencer promo.
Yeah.
Just like you on a payphone somewhere.
Leaving a message for the crazy.
Ching! You pick up the phone. And just,
I'm
gonna leave money on the Patreon.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
That's great.
That'd be awesome.
Like the crazy ex-girlfriend kind of thing. I can do it. I'll do it.
Lordy.
I'll be Eddie Murphy. I can do all the. Yeah. I'll be the old fat lady.
Yeah. Anyway. It's gonna be this Benny show, just like you've always dreamed.
Yeah.
It always comes down to that. Everything. It's always going to be soon. It's going to be all just about him.
No, it's not.
That's why he keeps showing up, ladies and gentlemen. Is one of these times
one of these
he's
days
thinking, like,
I'll take over.
Just be all about him.
It already is. It already is. Right, no, I'm just kidding. If you guys could donate to our Patreon, it'd be great. Because
be great.
We need new stuff. You know, it's not a lot.
Okay. All right, they're going to give us money, Spenny. You can relax. I think it's fine. I think everything's fine. Right, we've harassed him enough.
All right, cool.
All right,
cool.
All right. Good night. Good night.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.